Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom, welcome back to today's Daf, which is Erev and Daf Nadalad. We are four lines from the top. It says Gemara Tana, we know it in Abraisa, Talmud Echad, Hoya, Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer had this certain Talmud. She would learn, but quietly. What happened? After 3 years, he completely forgot his learning. As we learned at the end of the daf yesterday, in order to properly retain Torah, one needs to invest effort and physical energy. The more energy you invest, you articulate the words, you speak them out, the more they'll be absorbed within the person's body, and the more he'll remember them. Tana, we learned in a braisa, Talmud Echad, Hoyloi Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer had this certain Talmud, Shchayis Shreifa L'Mokim. He was Chayiv Misa, due to Avera. Mashal says, actually, due to his neglect to review his learning and to retain his Torah. Amru, they said, from Shemaim, they said, Hanichaloi, leave him, spare him. She'adam Gadol Shimesh, because he was a Mishamesh, a great person, meaning he's a Talmud of Reb Lezer, who was a great man, so in the schus of his Rebbe, he should be spared. Amalei Shmuel Rav Yehuda. Shinana, sharp one. Psach Pumech Kri. Open your mouth and read the words of Chumash. Psach Pumech Tani. And read the words of Mishnayos or Gemara. Ki Eichet Itiskayim Beich. So that the learning will be retained within you through your articulation of the words of Torah. V'Torah Chai. You'll absorb the Torah, they'll be retained, and you'll have a Richas Yom. Shnemar Ki Chaim Heim. So we learn as follows. Instead of reading the words of Torah, give life to the ones who find Torah. Ella, rather read like this. Zadrasha. To the people who bring out, express the words of Torah with their mouths. That's how you properly retain it, absorb it, and remember it. Amalei Shmuel Rav Yehuda, Shinan, a sharp one. Chatoif echad, grab and eat. Chatoif ishti, grab and drink. So some explain this is referring to spiritual matters. Seize the moment, take the opportunity, do mitzvahs, learn daven, the alma da zlinamine, because this world, which we are traveling from, meaning this temporary world, ki lula dami, it's like a wedding. Grab it while it's here. Amalei Rav la Rav Nuna, Bni. Im yesh lecha, heitav lecha. If you have money, use it for your own benefit. Use it for mitzvahs. She'em b'she'el tanuk, because down in the grave, there's no tanuk, there's no enjoyment from the money. V'ein l'mavis hismameya. Death doesn't linger. It could just come at any moment. So use your money wisely. Use it up. Use it for good things. Im taymar aniach l'banai. Well, if you say, I want to leave some over for my children, there's no need for that. Chayk b'sh'oil miyagadach. Who's going to tell you what's going to happen b'sh'oil when you're in the grave? Whether they're going to retain it, perhaps they're going to lose it. There's no real need to do that, to leave it for your sons. B'nei adam doymen li'sviyasada. People are akin to grass growing out in the field. Halu noititzin, these grove, halu noivlin, others wither. Rashi explains that when your sons will grow and mature, Hashem will already provide them with the sustenance. There's no need to be overly concerned, to leave them over some money. Omer Shimon Levi, Hamahalach Baderech, Ve'eni Meilavoya. A person's on the road and he has no accompaniment. Yasak Batera. He should involve himself in Torah, which will serve as his Levaya, as his accompaniment. Shenemar Ki Levayas, Livyas Chein Nehim L'Reishech. Torah itself provides that accompaniment and endows a person with grace. And that's instead. Chosh b'roishoy, if a person feels pain in his ailment in his head, yasak b'teira, he should immerse in Torah. Shenemar ki livyas chein heim l'rashech. Chosh b'groinoy, a person has an ailment in his throat, yasak b'teira. Shenemar v'anochem g'agresech, like chokers around a person's neck. So they remedy a person's neck. Chosh b'meyav, yasak b'teira. A person feels something in his intestines and stomach, immerse himself in Torah. Shenemar, rifoy si l'sharecha, will be a four of four person's innards. A person feels pain in all his bones, or some of his bones, yasak b'tira, shbeis b'tira shenema v'shikla, provide remedy for his bones. Chash b'chol gufoy, even if he feels pain in his entire body. Yasek b'Torah, he should immerse himself in Torah. Shenema lochob sarai marpi. The Torah will provide refuah for one's entire flesh. The more and more a person immerses himself in Torah, he will garner spiritual energy from the Torah, which can sustain even a person's physical body. Then Rabbi Akiva Eger, they say about him that he used to just eat some dry bread and water. That was enough to sustain him. Now, they say it couldn't conceivably have really sustained him. Rather, due to his immersion in Torah, it provided energy even for his physical body, which was sustained through the energy of Torah. Amar Rabbi Dam Bar Chiya, Boirei, come take a look at this contrast. Shaloi k'midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, midas basar adam. Hashem's mode of behavior is so different, in stark contrast to the custom found amongst the basar adam human beings. Midas basar adam, what happens by a person? Adam noisen sam l'chaver. If a person gives a medicine to his friend, so the doctor writes a prescription, l'zek yafel, l'zek kosher. For one condition it's good, for the other it's bad. It has side effects. Aval Kadosh Baruch Hu Enekin, contrast to Hashem, Nosan Torah Yisrael, Hashem granted Torah to Kal Yisrael, Sam Chaim Chol Gufay. It's a medicine, a Sam Chaim, for his entire body, Shenema L'chol B'sori Marpe. It heals a person's entire body without any side effects. Omar Ba'ami, Ma'i Dechsiv, what does the Pasuk mean when it says Kinoim? It's going to be pleasant. Ki Sishmerei Bevitnecha, and you'll safeguard in your stomach, Ichoinu Yachtav Vasecha, will be properly organized on your lips. It's referring to Torah as follows. A Masai Divrei Torah Ne'imim. When does that one experience the pleasantness of Divrei Torah? Bizman Shetishmerei Bevitnecha, when you safeguard it within you. A Masai Tishmerei Bevitnecha, when does that happen? Bizman Shikoinu Yachtav Asvasecha, when they're properly organized and expressed and articulated on your lips. Meaning, through speaking out the words of Torah, you'll guarantee that you'll remember, you'll retain the words of Torah, which will be properly absorbed within you. As we discussed earlier, speaking equals retention. Rabbi Zeira Amar Mihacha, we find this concept in the following pasuk. Simcha l'ish mana piv. A person experiences simcha through his responses. V'davar bi'itay ma'tayv. Something in its proper time is really good. What does this mean? A Masai Simcha Lish, when does a person experience the Simcha due to the Torah that he retains? Bezman Shemana Bepiv, when he responds with his mouth, meaning he expresses and articulates the words of Torah, which is crucial to retention and proper acquisition of Torah. Lishna Achrina, another pshat in the Pasuk. A Masai Simcha Lish, Mani Piv, when does a person experience Simcha through his responses? Bezman Shadava Be'ita Matayv, when he has the ability to respond to everything in its proper time. As Rashi explains, he can respond to the halachas of Pesach when he's asked on Pesach, on Sukkot, about Sukkot. He always has what to say appropriate to the event and the season. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Mehacha, we find the concept, the need to express words of Torah, which are a precondition to the proper acquisition, from the following pasuk. Mehacha, Ki karev elecha adavar moed. Torah is very close to you. Bepicha, or bevavcha lasoisei. A masai karev elecha, when is it really close to you? When does it become internalized? Bezman shebepicha, or bevavcha lasoisei. When you express it with your mouth. Bepicha bevavcha lasoisei, to do it, to express it with your mouth. Then it becomes internalized. It becomes part of you. It goes into your heart. Rava Amar Mehacha. We learn this from the following pasuk. Tavas libo nesatale. You've granted him the desires of his heart. Vavresha svasav. And the expressions of his lips. Bal monato sela. You haven't withheld from him. What does this mean? E mosai tavas libo nesatale. When did you grant him his desires? When was he zeicha to acquire and to properly absorb Torah? Bizman sharesha sfasav, b'manata sela, when you gave him the ability and the wisdom to do it right, to express it, articulate it with his mouth. Rava Rami, he has the kasha as follows. This pasuk seems to contradict itself. First it says, Ksiv tavas libin asatali. You granted him the desires of his heart, even before he expressed his desires, and he asked you for them. And then it says, Uksiv, Vavresha Svasav, Balmanata Sela. The expressions of his lips, you haven't withheld from him. Apparently he needs to ask prior to receiving. So which one is it? Says the more, it depends on his level. Zocha, if he was Zocha, then Tavas Libin Asatali. Hashem, you granted him even his mere desires, without even having a need to express it. But otherwise, he needs to express it, the expressions of his lips, after he asks, he is granted. Tana Dveir Blazer Ben Yaakov. Kol Makim Shenema Netzach Sela Void. What do these three expressions mean? It means, Ein Lai Hefsek Olamis. Whenever these three words are employed, it means eternity. It won't stop forever. How do we know? Netzach dechsiv kiloi la'olam arif. I won't battle forever. V'loi la'netzach ektsayf. And I won't be upset la'netzach. So we did see that netzach is stated in context with la'olam. Apparently it also means eternity. What about sela? Dechsiv kasha shemanu keinu inu. Bi'er shem tzvokas. Bi'er keinu. Elikim yichayinu ad olam sela. Hashem is going to establish Yerushalayim. Ad olam sela. Apparently, Sela means forever. What about Vaed? Chsiv, Hashem Yimloich, La'olam, Vaed. So you see that Vaed is forever. Continues the Gemara with several other preconditions and requirements to properly absorb and acquire Torah. Omer Blazer, Ma'ed Chsiv, Va'anokim L'gagor Yisecho. Torah is described as chokers around the person's neck, like a necklace around the neck. Imesim Adam Asmei Ka'onakse. If a person conducts himself like a choker, which is shiraf al atzavar, which is loose around the person's neck, he's a loose fellow, easy going. That's number one. Number two, v'nir v'nir. This necklace sometimes is seen, sometimes it's hidden behind under a person's chin, a person's beard. So likewise, a person is not going out to make waves. Sometimes he's seen, sometimes he's not. He occupies his own private space. He's humble by himself. Talmudim is kan biyodai. So if he conforms to these things, he's easygoing and is humble, his Torah, who be miskayim biyodai, he'll retain the Torah. Vim laver, otherwise, ein talmudai miskayim biyodai. We find several times in Gemara that anava, humility, is indeed a prerequisite for being kind of Torah. Torah is like water, which comes from very high up, from Hashem, all the way down, and gravitates to the lowest place. A person who is an anav, who keeps himself low, and b'shiflas ba'anava, indeed he is zeicha to even a greater level of Torah. His cheeks are like the rose of besamim. We learn like this: imesim adam atzme karugazu. A person conducts himself like this bush, like this row. Shakol doshim ba, which is trampled upon by all. So he's an anav, he's a humble fellow, he lets himself be trampled upon. And he conducts himself like this, boisim, like this besamim, which benefits all. Its fragrance is distributed to all. This fellow teaches Torah to all people. Talmudei miskayim, he'll be zeicha to retain his learning. Vim lavet, otherwise, eina talmudei miskayim. Vam rablaz, ma'idich siv, luchais evan. So this is describing the two tablets that were made from stone. Im adam meitzim asmoi es l'chayav ke'evan zu. If a person treats his cheeks like stone, like the stone she'ena nimchas, which doesn't get rubbed out when people walk on it, so he learns and learns with his cheeks, he keeps them going and teaches to others as well. Talmudei miskayim biyadai, he will retain his learning. V'im labar, otherwise, ein talmudei miskayim biyadai, he will not be zeicha to properly retain his Torah. So if a person is constantly learning and reviewing the Torah and giving it to others as well, he's zeicha to this. V'amar b'lezer ma'idichsev, choras ala luchos. The words were engraved in those luchos. Il mali l'nishtabru luchos rishonis. If the first luchos were not broken, if they would never have been broken, l'nishtak chater misrael, Torah would never have been forgotten from Klal Yisrael. that would have been charis, engraved within us. The concept of forgetting would not have existed. But we weren't zeichah to that level of Torah. We only zeichah eventually to the second level, which was the Luchos Shniyos, which included an element of forgetfulness. Rav Acha ben Yaakov Amar, had we have retained that first level of the Luchos Rishonos before the Eagle, Ein kol umah v'lashon shletes ben, no nation in the world would have had control of a Klal Yisrael. Shenema Chorus says Chorus al Luchos. On account of Luchos, we would have been Chorus. What does that mean? Al tikri Chorus, instead of reading Chorus engraved, El Cherus, we would have been free. On account of the first Luchos, we would have attained a high level. We would have been free of any nations, any subservience to nations, any goals. What is the meaning of the pasuk Umidbar Matana? We learn like this: if a person conducts himself with humility, like a midbar, like a desert which is trampled upon by all, Talmudai miskayim biyadai, Umidbar Matana, he'll be granted the Torah as a gift. Vim lav, but otherwise, if he's not humble, ain't Talmudai miskayim biyadai, that will not happen. Rava Breder of Yosef Rachama. This is a story involving Rava, who had something. Havalei Milsa, Rav Yosef Badei. Rav Yosef had he was upset about something. The Gemara elsewhere says that he had a perception that Rava was a bit haughty. So Rav Yosef had something with him. And Rava wanted to straighten things out. Ki mata mal yom dekipuri. When Erev Yom Kippur came around, Amar so Rava said, Esel v'faisi. Let me go iron things out. Azal say went. Now Rav Yosef was blind. So Rava wanted to appease him. Ashkechei l'shamei, he noticed the servant of Rav Yosef, the kamazag le'kasa, who was in the middle of diluting some wine to prepare it for Rav Yosef. Now Rava was an expert diluter. Amar le, so Rava told the servant, havli, give it to me, ve'im zegeano, and I'm going to dilute it for him. Yavli, so he gave it to him, mazgei, he diluted it, he prepared it for him, and it was handed to Rav Yosef. Kedetami, when Rav Yosef tasted it, Omar, he exclaimed, Domi ay maziga, this diluted wine gives me the impression, le maziga de Rava beda Rav Yosef Rachama. It's similar to the wine diluted by Rava, the son of Rav Yosef Rachama. I can tell. Omar le, so Rava responded, ah no, yes, and true indeed, I'm here, it's me. So Rav Yosef recalled their incident, and he wanted to give him the message, teach him the point about the need to be humble. Amalei, so Rav Yosef responded, "Loitesev akarch, don't sit down. Adam farshes lihani kroy. To explain to me the proper meaning, the drasha of the following pasuk, psukim. My dechsev, what does it mean? Umimid b'matana, umatana nachliel, manachliel b'mus, b'mus hagai." Amalei, so Rav responded, it's all referring to Torah as follows. Im adam meisim asmai kimid barze. As we learned earlier, if a person places himself like a desert, he lets himself be trampled upon, shakol doshan boy, like a midbar, which is trampled upon by all, he conducts himself with no errors, with humility, with anava, he is zoicha to the highest level of Torah. Torah nitnas le matana. He's granted the Torah matana. That's the first portion. Umimidbar, that leads to matana. Now once he gets to that point, umatana, nachliel. What does that mean? Ve'kivesh nitn le matana. Once it's been granted to him as a gift, noch leikel. Hashem gives it to him as an inheritance. Shenema umatana nachliel. It becomes the nachl of Hashem, meaning that not only is he acquired Torah, but it becomes like his, that he has the ability to discover and explore his portions of Torah. It's like his own thing. So that's umatana nachliel. Now what's the next point? Umenachliel bamis. That's the next step. Once Hashem grants him as an inheritance, he rises up to greatness. He gets a high position. Bama is like the elevated area. But he must be careful. Even though he acquires high position amongst the community, he must retain his humility. But if he is haughty about it, he's a Baal Gaiva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashpil, Hashem brings him back down. From up there on the heights, Hagai, go back down to the canyon below. But if he's down below and he does tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Magbiyai. Eventually Hashem brings him all the way back up. Shnema Kol Gei Yenasei. Even the depths will be elevated above. So this was the message that was being sent here. Look, we meant to be humble, and Rabbi Yosef wanted to hear that Rava gained clarity on this concept, and indeed, he confirmed it. Rava confirmed it by presenting this eloquent drasha on this pasuk, highlighting the importance of being an Anav in order to be Zoycha to Torah. So indeed, this appeared to appease Rabbi Yosef, who realized that Rava achieved clarity on this topic. Omar Rav Huna, Mai dechsev chayoscha yoshuva tochem b'tevoscha lani lakim. The animal sat in it, you will prepare with your goodness to the poor person, Hashem. So the drasha as follows. It's referring to Torah. Im odom meisim asmo yichayezu. A person conducts himself like this animal, shedereses v'yicheles, who grabs and kills its prey and eats right away. Likewise, a person, he learns a bit and masters it. Doesn't learn too much, which will overwhelm him. He learns a bit, masters it, internalizes it, and goes to the next thing. So if a person conducts himself in this manner, Rikidamri, some say, another aspect as well, Shemashrachas Vechelas. The animal gets himself dirty, lowers itself to catch its prey. Likewise, Talmud Chacham, he lowers himself in order to acquire and attain the words of Torah. If so, Talmudai Miskayim Biyodai, his learning will be retained in his hands. Vimlav, but otherwise, if he doesn't follow this formula, Ein Talmudim Miskayim Biyodai, it won't happen. Vimoisekein, if he follows through, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oisei Leisuda Ba'atzmei, Hashem himself is going to prepare Isuda for this person, going to grant him Torah, prepare Isuda for him, Lailu Haba, Shenemar, Tochem B'Teivascha, La'ani Elekim, Hashem, you yourself, with your goodness, is going to prepare Isuda for this person who's an Ani. Why an Ani? Rashi explains, this person regards himself like a pauper, devoid of Torah knowledge. That's why he lowers himself. He submits himself and invests a great deal of energy and effort to achieve Torah. He's going to be Zoycha, get a Suda from Hashem himself. Continues the Gemara. Amar b'chir ba'ab amar v'yechanan. Mai dechsev. What is the meaning of the pasuk? Noitzer te'ina yechal piri. One who safeguards, who watches the fig tree, is going to eat its fruit. Now this is a mashal to Torah. In what way? Lama nimshul divrei Torah ketena. In what way are the words of Torah analogous to a fig tree? Says Ramatenezu, just as this fig tree, which is different than other fruit trees, which ripen all at once. In contrast to a fig tree, where the fruit ripen incrementally, a bit at a time. So this fig tree calls man sha'adam memashmashba, moitzabateinim. Whenever you approach it, you find some recently ripened figs. Let's take a look at Rashi. Top line. Kol zman shememashuva moitze bateinim. Says Rashi, she'enem isbash l'masachas. They don't all ripen at once. El hayayim at, ul machem at, a little today, a little tomorrow. V'chol shah roi lechom hem. One can go and eat at all times, meaning within season. It's always going to be fresh figs. So that's the mashal. Just as a fig tree has this phenomenon, there's always fresh figs available. Says the Gemara on the second line, after the Torah, likewise the Torah calls man she'adam hayu ben, moitzu ben tam. Whenever a person immerses and thinks in words of Torah, whenever it is, moitzu ben tam, he'll always find freshness, a new flavor. You know, you can go over the same Gemara over and over. Every time you'll find a new angle, a new knetch, a new chaf, a new depth. So it's multifaceted and so deep. Amar Shmo ben Achmeni, what is the meaning of the pasuk Ayelas Ahavim Yalas Chen? So the Torah here is equated to these animals. Ayelas is a gazelle. Ayelas Ahavim, a gazelle which is loved. So what's the connection? Lama nimshelu divrei Torah laYelas. In what way are the words of Torah compared to this gazelle? Lo Yimelach to tell you as follows. Ma Ayelas, just as this gazelle, Rach Matzar, due to the fact that it's the opening to its womb is narrow. And as a result, it's v'chaviva al boila kol shah v'shah k'shah rishayna. As a result of that, the gazelle is dear to its mate all the time. It's dear to its mate just as the first time they were together. There's that freshness due to this physical phenomenon. After the Torah, likewise, the Torah are chavivin alayim dein, a dear to its learners, Kol Shah V'Shah, all times, Kishah Rishayna, as the very first time they learned the Gemara, they learned the Sugya, there's always that freshness. It could be the 100th time. It's like the very first time they've seen this Gemara, this Torah. V'yal Aschein, or Zamei Shemal Aschein Aleim Deo, the Torah itself brings favor and grace on its learners. Rashi says that people notice that a person is learning Torah. As a result of that, people elevate the person and they see the grace as a result of the Torah. Continues the Gemara. That's the same pasuk we just started. Ayel Asahom Yal Aschein. The pasuk continues, Dadeha Yiravucha B'chaleis. Its breasts will satiate you all the time. Once again, what is the connection to Torah? Loma Nimshalu Divrei Torah L'dat. What is the connection between Divrei Torah and the breast? Ma dad zeh, just as this dad calls ma shatinik memashash boy, ma'isir bechalav. Whenever the baby approaches it, he finds milk. Af Divrei Torah, same thing with Divrei Torah. Kol zman she'odom hoigivehen. Whenever a person delves into Torah, ma'isir bentan, he's always going to find something, some flavor, some taste, some deeper understanding in Torah. Bavasa tishke tamid. So this is the ending of the pasuk we just began. Due to your love, immense love and emotional connection to Torah, tishke tamid. You'll be like a shegi upesi, Rashi says, a person who is perhaps unaware and disregards other matters, even personal needs. Now perhaps it's not really a conscious decision, it's just by default. When a person is totally immersed and preoccupied with something, he tends to disregard everything else, even his own personal needs. That's how one is meant to be attached to Torah. What is an example of this? Kigoyin, Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas, Amra Lav, Al Rabbi Elazar. They would relate, but Rabbi Elazar, the following story. Shoyu Yoishiv Oisik b'Torah. He would sit and immerse himself in Torah, b'shuk ha-tachten shal Tzipori, in the lower marketplace of the town Tzipori, v'sadinoi, and his own garment, his own sheet, was Mutal, was lying b'shuke elyon shel Tzipori, in the upper marketplace. He totally disregarded his own personal needs, his own clothing, due to his absolute immersion in Torah. I recently heard a story about Big Talmud Chacham. His name was Rabbi Elazar Kreshever. In pre-war Europe, he was part of the Yeshiva's Chachmi Lublin staff. He was a big guy in Big Talmud Chacham, a huge masmid. So this person related that he once noticed Rabbi Elazar in the home of the Rav, where he used to learn. He used to learn there, he used to be served meals. So this was one morning when he was served breakfast. Now, Rabbi Elazar was such a big maspid, he would hold on to the sefer and continue learning while he was eating. So he was once served breakfast, bread and butter. So he was looking at the sefer while he was eating. So in one hand, he's holding the sefer. With the other hand, he's reaching out to his food. And his fellow noticed that first he took all the butter and ate it, and then proceeded to the bread. He had no clue. There's a story I just heard about Rabbi Yashiv, that they asked him a shayla, what bracha is one meant to make on breaded chicken, which they call schnitzel in Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi Yashiv asked him, well, what is this? What's schnitzel? So his wife was standing nearby, and she said, you just had that for lunch. And she said, really? I didn't notice, sorry. He says, he tells her, listen, you know, do me a favor. Next time you serve me this schnitzel, please point it out to me so that I could pay attention to it and I could take a look at it up close and see, decide which bracha is meant to be said on it. You know, the Chazon Ish used to ask people whether he already ate lunch. He wanted to know whether he was machas or fleishik. That means there's a story about Rav Moshe that somebody called him up and asked him, what bracha is one meant to make on a pretzel? Now, Ramesh was living in America many years, and he didn't know what a pretzel was. So he put the man on hold, he said, 1 second, and he called out to his Rebbetzin, he says, what is a pretzel? So his Rebbetzin responded, it's a piece of mezainis. So he got back on the phone, he says, make a mezainis. So he was so preoccupied in learning, you know, what a schnitzel is, what a pretzel is. Vavasa tishke tamid. Continues the Gemara. So getting back to the story of Rabbi Elazar, who had his sadin sitting in the Shuke Elyon, Tanya Omer Bissel Bar Elazar, Pamachas, There was once a time that a person came along, Ba'adam litla, a person wanted to take away this talit, to steal it. Umatza be'sarf, and he encountered in it a scorpion. So Hashem sent a scorpion to protect Rabbi Elazar's belongings. Continues the Gemara, Tana the Vei Ravanan. What is the meaning of the pasuk Roichvei asoines tzachiros Yoishvei al midin v'hoilchei al derech sichu? This is all referring to Talmid Chachamim learning as follows: Roichvei asoines, the ones who ride on mules, elo Talmid Chachamim shemahalchem meir leir u'medina lemedina u'meteira. They ride on these donkeys from city to city, from country to country, to go pursue Torah, as we learn in Pirkei Avos. Have a goyle, a person is meant to go find Torah, even if it means traveling long distances. So this is the Rechve Asoinus. Tzachoyres, next word in the Pasuk is Tzachoyres. She'oysen oysa ketzahrayim. They clarify Torah like the clarity of the middle of the day. Yoishvei al midin, they sit and they conduct din. She'donen din emes lamita. They conduct court cases, judgments, emes lamitay, with a true truth. V'holchei, the pasuk continues, V'holchei al derech sichu. What does this mean? It's referring to different levels of learning. V'holchei elu bali mikra, the ones who pursue Torah, they're the masters of Chumash. Al derech, v'holchei al derech. Al derech is elu bali mishnah, those who are masters in mishnah. Sichu, elu bali talmud, these are the masters of Gemara, the ones who immerse themselves in Talmud, should call Sichas and Torah. All their words, even their mundane conversations, contain allusions to words of Torah. Amar of Shezvi, Mishum Rav Elazar ben Azari. My dechsev, what is the meaning of the following pasuk? It's a pasuk in Mishle. Leilurach leyachrich remia tzedai. So we're speaking about a tzayid, a person who is a trapper. So we learn like this: Lo yichya v'lo yarech yamim, tzayid haramai. It's tzayid, a trapper who's a deceiver, a swindler. Which means that he learns and learns and learns. He overloads himself without reviewing and bothering to be chayzer on the Gemara, on the learning to retain it. So he's a tzayid, the trapper, but he's a deceiver, a swindler. Appears like he's really trapping and attaining and acquiring a lot, but he really doesn't, because he loses it all. So he won't live, won't have arichas yamim, this fellow, and that's what the pasuk means. Lo yachrich, yachrich is a combined word. Lo yichya, lo yarech yamim, the remiya tzeide, the tzayid, who's a raman. Because that's not the proper way to learn. Rav Sheshes Amar, he says, the pasuk is actually on a positive note. Tzayid haramai yachrich. The tzayid who is a ramai, who is a swindler, meaning he does things with strategy. He's smart in the way he traps, in the way he learns Torah, as we're soon going to see. What does that mean? Yachrich, he's going to be a person who's going to retain what he traps. He's going to roast his birds. He's going to have them. Meaning, he acts with planning and strategy. Whatever he learns, a bit at a time, he acquires it, he retains it, he masters it, he reviews it until he absorbs it. This fellow, this Sayyid Haramai, who employs these strategies and this arma, like Rashi says, these wise tactics, he will attain his learning. Ki asa Rav Dimi Amar, he said like this, Mashal let Sayyid Shetzot Tepir. It's a mashal to a trapper, a bird trapper. So if he does it in the smart way, he'll retain his catch. Im rishon rishon mishaber knafav mishtamer. If each bird that comes along his way, he breaks its wings to ensure it doesn't fly away, mishtamer. He'll hold on to it. He'll be safeguarded. Vim la, but otherwise, he just keeps on catching more and more birds. Unless the early ones fly away, ein mishtamer, won't be safeguarded. Likewise, one person learns Torah, he's meant to learn a bit at a time, not to overload himself. Learn, review it, master it, and then move on. Amar of Schoir Amar of Huna, Maidach Siv. What is the meaning of the pasuk? Hoin mehevel yimat. Vikoivitz al yad yirbe. Person could have a large, huge amount. Yimat will be diminished. And if he just has a little bit, al yad, a handful at a time, yarbe, he'll end up with a lot. Based on the same concept we just mentioned, imoisa adam terasa chavilis chavilis. A person approaches his Torah, acquires it bundles at a time, meaning a huge amount, that it's more than it can handle. Vismayit. It's going to be diminished, it's going to lose them. Vim lav, but otherwise, kovetz al yad. If he acquires a bit at a time, just a handful at a time, that's a proper way, that ensures he'll be able to hold on to it, be able to properly master it. Yarb, he'll have a lot. Amar Rava, Yadi Rabban Laha Milsa, although the Chachamim know, they know that this is the proper approach to Torah, nevertheless, they transgress it, v'avriyala, they don't follow it. Amar Rav Nachman, Bar Yitzchak, Ana Avidita, actually, I followed it, V'kai B'yadai, and I was successful. I successfully retained the Torah within me. Tana Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa. Ketzad Seder Mishnah. What was the system employed in transmitting Torah Sheba'al Peh? Torah Sheba'al Peh is recorded in the Torah, in the Chumash. What about Torah Sheba'al Peh? How was that handed down from Hashem to Klal Yisrael? Says the Braisa as follows. It was a very exact, a very precise system which was followed. Moshe Lomad B'Piagvur. Moshe Rabbeinu himself learned from Hashem. So he learned a portion of Torah Sheba'al Peh. The first one said he learned it four times in order for him to properly retain it. That was the first step. After that, Nichnas Aaron. Aaron HaKohen came in by himself. V'shana le'Moshe Pirkei. And Moshe taught him his portion. Nistalik Aaron. So Aaron moved away from in front of Moshe Rabbeinu. Rashi explains that a person is supposed to face his Rebbe. V'hayu einecha. Roi says merecha. Your Rebbe is meant to be visible to you when he teaches you Torah. So Aaron HaKohen was right in front of Moshe. Then when he finished, he went off to the side. Nistalik Aaron. V'yashav. Small Moshe. He sat down to the left side of Moshe Rabbeinu. Why to the left side? Rashi brings a brisa. A person is not meant to walk to the right side of his Rebbe. Rather, to the left side. And the Rebbe is meant to be on the right. So he sat down to the left. Nichnas Subanov. The next step was that Aaron HaKohen's children entered. V'shana lehen Moshe Pirkan. And Moshe Rabbeinu taught them their portion of Torah. The same Perek of Torah was taught over and over. After they learned their Perek, Nistalku Banav. So the sons moved aside. Elazar Yashav Limin Moshe. Now that there was somebody ready on the left of Moshe, Aaron HaKohen was sitting there, so Elazar, who was the older son, went over to the right side of Moshe, which was a cover to Moshe, because now he was surrounded on both sides. Isamar, the small Aaron, and the other son of Aaron, who was Isamar, went over to the left side of Aaron. Rabbi Daimer, lo'olam Aaron, limin Moshe Chayzer. At this point, actually Aaron would go over to the right side of Moshe. Initially, he needed to sit on the left because there was nobody else there. He's not meant to be sitting on the right side. But now that there were the children there, so there was somebody sitting to the left of Moshe, this allowed Aaron to switch seats, go over to the right of Moshe. So now Moshe Rabbeinu was in the middle, which was derech kavod, surrounded on both sides. So this was the next step. Nichnasu zakenim. The third step was that the elder, the shivim zakenim, entered. V'shana le Moshe pirkan, and Moshe taught them the perek. And stalgas zakenim, the zakenim moved aside. Nichnasu kolam. The entire nation came in. Some say this is specific to the mivakshei Hashem, those who pursued Hashem, wanted to learn Torah, so they came in to listen to Moshe Rabbeinu. V'shana lehem Moshe Pirkan. And here as well, Moshe repeated the same portion, taught it to Klal Yisrael. So this was the four times that Moshe Rabbeinu taught the Torah. Once to Aaron himself, then repeated again when his sons came in, a third time to the Zkenim, a fourth time to Klal Yisrael. So as a result of the system, Nimtzu b'yad Aaron Arba. At this point, Aaron HaKohen already had it four times. V'yad Banav Shloisha, his sons three times. V'yad Eskenim Shnayim, Eskenim had twice. V'yad Kolam Echad, the rest of the Am only had it once. Now, they needed to get to four times in total. So what did they do? Nistalik Moshe. So Moshe left the scene. V'shana lehen Aaron Perka. And now Aaron repeated the portion of Torah to whoever was present. After that, Nistalik Aaron. Aaron moved away. Shana lehen Banav Pirkan, Aaron's children, repeated the same perek to whoever was present. Nistalka Banav, his children moved aside. Shana lehen Zakenim Pirkan, These are Kanim, repeated the parrot to Klal Yisrael. As a result, Nimtza b'yad HaKol Arba, everybody learned it four times. Mikan Omar Rabbi Elazar. It is from this that Rabbi Elazar derived that Chayev Odom L'shan Ezo Talmidoi Arba Pamim. A person meant to teach the same Torah over and over, four times to his Talmud, until he properly learns it. V'kavachomer. This is derived from a Kavachomer. Uma Aaron Shalom and Pibayish. Since we find that Aaron, who learned from Moshe Rabbeinu himself, Umoshe Piagvur, Moshe Rabbeinu learned from Huf Mashem himself, Kach. This is the system that had to be employed. That Aaron HaKohen needed to hear it four times to properly absorb it. Hedit, Pihedit, Achas Kam Vakama. Certainly, when it's an ordinary person learning from his Rebbe, a relatively ordinary person, it's not Moshe Rabbeinu from Hashem, certainly, four times is the required amount in order to properly absorb it. I once heard that the printers of the Shas, the reason why they put four lines of Rashi on top of the Amud here, for this very reason, to indicate that one is meant to learn four times, over and over and over, in order to retain or to absorb the Torah properly. So the Torah comes all the way from Shemayim and goes down four levels until it comes down to us. We know there are four worlds, four Olamot. So four is a very auspicious number. We're meant to learn the Torah four times in order for it to be properly considered properly learned. Rukiva Omer, Menai Shechayiv Adam L'Shanas Talmidai. Ashi Landen. From where do we know that a Rebbe is meant to teach a student? It's not enough that he repeats it four times. He must make sure that he actually absorbs it. Ashi lamdenu shenemar v'lamda es bnei Yisrael. So just dictating the words is not enough. You must make sure v'lamda, they actually absorb it and learn it properly. U'menayin ashadei sedur b'fiyim. And for what do we know that even that's not enough? You must make sure that it's sedur b'fiyim, it's organized in a way where they have such clarity that they can actually verbalize and repeat the words that you taught them. Shenemar asima b'fiyim, place it in their mouths. It denotes clarity. A person can verbalize something, that means he properly understands it. You know, sometimes you understand something, you can't express it in words. So you meant to give it with such clarity, they can actually repeat it, express it, and verbalize it. From where do we know that the Rebbe is meant to explain things for them, rationalize the halacha that you're teaching. Don't just give it over as dry facts. Explain the rationale, the svaris, the tamim. How do we know that? Shenem Rav Eilam Mishpatim. Asher tosim lifneihem. You meant to place it before them. This indicates that they're meant to relate to it. You meant to explain things in a way that they properly understand, absorb, and appreciate what you're teaching them. Okay, let's get back to the system that was employed in transmission of Torah Sheba'al Peh. So we learned that Moshe Rabbeinu taught it first to Aaron, and then the sons came in, he taught it again, then the Skenim, and so on. The point was that everybody is meant to learn it four times. Says more, if that's the case, why can't they do it in this manner? Why do they have to do it in a staggered manner? Why can't they all come in at once? Aaron, his sons, his skin, and Klal Yisrael, and learn it four times from Moshe Rabbeinu? The answer is, they lachle covered Aaron uvanov, who covered the skin, in order to accord honor to Aaron and his sons and to the skin. So it was done in a staggered manner. First, Aaron came in, heard directly from Moshe, and then the sons came in, then the Skenim came in, and then Klal Yisrael. This gave kavod to Aaron and to his sons, the Skenim. They're on a higher level. They received the Torah first, so to speak, and then it was transmitted down the ladder to everybody else. Says the Gemara, "V'neil Aaron, v'nigmar Moshe." Why didn't Aaron HaKohen come in himself to Moshe Rabbeinu? Hear it four times, and then Moshe Rabbeinu could leave the scene, and then he'll give it over to his sons. And then his sons will come in, they'll hear it four times from Aaron, and then Aaron will leave the scene. And then the Skenim will come in and learn it four times from the sons. And then they'll go relate it to Klal Yisrael. So why was Moshe Rabbeinu involved in the whole process? He needs to stay there, teach it to Aaron, then to the sons, then to the Skenim, to Klal Yisrael. Why can't you just teach it four times to Aaron, and Aaron will transmit it to his sons, and so forth? Says the Mar Kiva, the Moshe Piagvur Gamar. This Moshe Rabbeinu heard it from Hashem himself. He was connected to the absolute source of the Torah, Mistaya Milse. He had Tziyata Dishmaya to transport the Torah properly and convey it the way it was meant to be. Therefore, he needed to teach it to Aaron and to the sons and to the Skenim, the Kalash, at least once to everybody. This way they heard it directly from the source. Omar Mar. So we just learned, Rabbi Doimer, when the sons of Aaron arrived, so Aaron switched seats. Lo'olam Aaron limin Moshe Chayzer. Aaron HaKohen switched over to the right side of Moshe. So he began on the left, because at that point he was the only one there. He not meant to sit on the right side of your Rebbe. But once his sons arrived, and one of the sons went to the left of Moshe, so Aaron switched over to the right of Moshe, which is actually a greater cover to Moshe. It was a cover to Moshe to have Aaron sit on his right, rather than just somebody else. And it was also a cover to Aaron, who was sitting on the right side of Moshe. So this is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Whereas the Tanakhama maintained that once Aaron took a seat at the left of Moshe, he remained there. If that's the case, Keman Ozla Hadasanya. In accordance with which shita is the halacha of the following brayse? Shloisha shalom halchem aderech. You have three walking on the road. Harav ve'emtza. The rav is meant to be in the middle. Ugodlo b'minoy. And the talmud, who is the greater one, is meant to be on the right side of the rav. Ukatam esmoiloi, and the lesser talmud on the left side. So you see that a rav is meant to be surrounded on both sides. Leim Rabbi Yehuda v'le Rabbanan. Shall we say this is Rabbi Yehuda shita, who says that Aaron HaKohen went to the right of Moshe, and his son went to the left. V'le Rabbanan, not according to the Rabbanan, meaning Tanakama, who maintained that Aaron stayed to the left of Moshe. Says the Gemara, filu teim Rabbanan. No, even if you say this brisa follows the Rabbanan. Why wasn't Aaron required to switch seats? Mishum terechad Aaron. So not to trouble him. Since he was already seated, he didn't have to switch seats. But generally speaking, initially when there's a Rav with two Talmidim, one is meant to go to the right and one to the left. Continues the Gemara. Rabbi Pereda, Havalei Hahu Talmid. Rabbi Pereda had this certain Talmud who had a very difficult time comprehending. Davatonalei Arba Meizimni V'gomar. He would have to teach him the material 400 times, and only then V'gomar would he grasp it. There was this certain day, that Rabbi Pereda was summoned to come do a certain mitzvah. But he didn't leave his post. He first looked after his Talmud. Tanale. So he taught him 400 times. V'loi gomar. But this time, the Talmud didn't get it. Amalei said, the Rebbe was surprised. He said, Ha'idna ma'ishna. Why was this time any different? Amalei said, you know what the Talmud said? I lost focus. From that moment that you were informed, Ika milsa the mitzvah, that there is a mitzvah to do, I became anxious. I couldn't focus. At every moment, I was telling myself, Amina, hashta koyimar. Look, the Rebbe, hashta, right now he's getting up. So I couldn't properly focus and concentrate. That's why I didn't get the material. Amalei, Sir Pereda responded with utmost patience. Don't worry, I'm not going anywhere until you understand. Hab daitech. Focus. Put it all together. Focus. V'asnilich. And I'll teach it to you. I'll teach it to you until you understand. Hadar tanalei dald me'ezim nachrimi. He taught it to him an additional 400 times. And apparently this time, he comprehended. As a result of his tremendous dedication to his Talmud, Nafka Bas Kola V'Amrle, a heavenly voice rang out and told Rabbi Pereda, you deserve a great schar. You have a choice of one of two things. Nichalech Lisvaloch Dalad Meishni, would you like 400 years added to your life? Oy, the Sisku Atvedorach Lamadasi, or that you and your generation should be Zeich Delmabo. Amarsi responded, Option B. The Nisku Anava Duroy Lamadasi, we should be Zeich Delmabo. Amalan HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem turned to the Malachim, Tnu Loi Zubazu, grant him both an additional 400 years for his personal life and the Olam Haba for him and his generation. Amar Chizda, Ein Torah Niknis El B'Simanim. Torah is only properly acquired by formulating simonim, signs, ways of packaging the Torah, using short words in order to string together different halachos, to organize things with simonim, which actually helps retain, not just understand, but to retain the Torah, because it makes it easier to commit it to long-term memory when it's packaged in short form. Shenemar sima befiim, place it in their mouths. Al tikri sima, instead of reading sima, ela simna. You're meant to make simanim to remember the Torah. Shama Rav Tachlifa Marava. So Rav Tachlifa, who was from Eretz Yisrael, heard this. Azal amra kamei deravo, and he went and he related it to Ravo. This is the source of the concept of simanim for Torah. Amar, so Ravo responded, Atun mehasna masnisula. You derive this concept from there. Anon, we ma'acham asninala. We learn it from the following pasuk: Hatzivulach tziyunim simulach v'goymer. Asu tziyunim la'Torah. You meant to make tziyunim, signposts, simanim for Torah. Umay mashum da'i tziyun lishna simano. Where do you find that tziyun is connected to a simon, to a sign, to a formula, l'chsiv? V'ro etzem adam. This is referring to the mechama gogi gemagel. Lasulavi, let's see the bone of a person. Ubon etzlei tziyun, and he will build a signpost next to it, so that the public doesn't come over to become tummy. In any case, we see that tzion means a siman. Rav Lez Amar Mehacha, we have the following pasuk which supports the concept of creating these simanim. Emar lachochma achoysiyat. Umoida labina tikra. So from these last words we learn like this. Asei moidoim l'tor. One is meant to package the Torah, organize in a manner where it's discernible, it's clearly recognizable, make those simanim, those formulas, in order to properly retain the Torah. Rav Amar, we have another drasha from these last words. Asei moy adam l'Torah. Make predetermined times for Torah. The Rebbe is meant to organize his day with a proper set schedule, so the Talmidim know when to come learn. Continues the Gemara, v'hainu. This concept of employing these strategies in order to properly retain Torah is consistent with the following statement. Amar, Rabbi Avdimi bar Chama bar Dois. May dechsev. What is the meaning of the pasuk? The Torah is not up in the heaven, nor is it across the sea. The pasuk is telling us, look, although the Torah is not up in heaven, it's accessible. But it doesn't mean that you're not meant to exert effort to be kind of the Torah. It's not in the heavens. Shema shemayimi, because were it up in heaven, you would have to go up to find it. If it will be across the sea, at the tzorach lavachre, you would have to cross the sea to find the meaning. You have to exert effort in order to be zeichat the Torah. So though it is accessible, happens not to be in heaven, and it's right here, it's not across the sea, but one is going to employ and strategize all kinds of methods, simanim, etc., in order to acquire Torah properly. Rav Ama, we have another drasha from this pasuk. The pasuk says, loy b'shamayimi, we learn like this. Loi b'shamayimi, loi timatzei Torah will not be found by a balgaiva. B'mi shemagbia da'at ole k'shamayim. One who holds himself in high esteem and high regard, like the soaring heavens. V'loi timatzei, nor will the Torah be found. B'mi shemarchiv da'at ole k'yam. One who relates to his abilities and talents, like the broadness of the sea. Well, this is another version of balgaiva, and the Torah will not be found by him. It's not up in heaven. What does that mean? Torah won't be found amongst the haughty ones who are soaring like the heavens. What does that mean? Torah won't be found. Not amongst those salesmen who make their rounds from town to town, nor amongst the local businessmen, due to their over-involvement in matters of business, which is incompatible with the proper absorption of Torah. There's another pshat here. We're speaking about fellows who make noise, create waves for themselves. That's incompatible with Torah, which is connected to a person who's nearer than a nearer, as we learned earlier. A person who's barely seen, a person who remains within his personal domain, quiet, humble, and then yuzeichat the Torah. Okay, time for a brief review of today's daf. We began with the concept of chayim heim, l'moitzi ehem. Torah grants life to those who verbalize it. One is meant to experience the Torah fully, verbalize it, express it in words. We learned that the Torah provides life not only spiritually, but could even provide physical sustenance to a person's body. We learned that if a person learns Torah, he's meant to teach it to others. If you teach to others, Hashem will teach you. We learned that there's always something new in Torah. You learn, you always find something fresh, something new. We learned that a person is meant to learn a bit at a time, master it, acquire it, and then proceed further. We learned about the system of the transmission of Torah Sheba'al Peh. We learned about the obligations of a Rebbe. We learned about the patience of a Preda. And we concluded with the concept of Anava.